Hello everyone, and good morning, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A on this typical winter's morning, where it's absolutely hammering down with rain and blowing a gale. They said there'd be snow at Christmas, they said there'd be peace on earth, instead it just kept on raining. Which is my favourite Christmas song, by Greg Lake, of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, that lake, and also a Category 3, it's observational. And if you don't know your Christmas songs categories, you need to follow the link because it's important. Right, so as this week, David Healy says, "Is that Brian Clough's old jumper?" that was my Christmas present for my wife last year, which he bought me a green jumper, as opposed to the Christmas present for my wife the year before, where she also bought me a green jumper and forgot that she had bought me a green jumper. They're both different greens, different jumpers. I'll wear the other one on the face. A bit warm in here today. I did put this orange thing on. But it's one of these weird sizes. I think it's a girl's jumper. It's kind of short, extra wide. No idea. But it's too warm. Christmas. 10 degrees. Raining. Brilliant. Jackal says, when will be the lights of London next part? They're all up there, mate. Because the thing was, I recorded the videos ahead of time. And then, because I made the jump from Transport It to being out on my own again in the 18. And I thought, well, if I carry on just releasing these videos one a week, and I'm going to be talking about running for myself and then still driving around in the old lorry, it doesn't make sense. So I think over the space of the week, I went 1, 2, 3, 4. So they're all up there. There's four parts on that one. And if you go to the end of the first video, it links to the second one. Or type into Lights of London, part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4. So they're all up there. And Talop says, great stuff. Any videos coming soon? I presume you're talking about just normal 3-minute videos on CX and stuff like that. There are. I've got loads in the back of my book, which I've got to do for people. But I'm doing one this week on depression because obviously it happened to me last year and now I'm much better. Thank you very much. But it's Christmas, isn't it? And I kind of figure if anyone's out there, I just put it out there as 1 year on. So it's not really career exchange related, but it's, you know, there are people out there at this time that might be struggling, like I was struggling. And I thought, well, it might help. It might not. I don't know. But if it does, that's kind of my hope. Yeah. So he also says, I always wonder if the Turking Circle is any good on 8x4s. Do you find it hard to turn in side streets and things like that? I can't turn in a side street. I can't turn on an airfield. Sort of, I just can't turn around. Again, I just do 57 point turns. I'm like Austin Powers. But as for an 8x4, I'm not quite sure what that is. I'm sure someone will tell me. So, question of the week. Right, this is quite a long one. So, strap yourself in. I think this is important. And I think we're probably going to get a fair bit on this one. It says, this is from Atlantis Triton Trucker. Remember Atlantis. Hi, Pete. Totally unrelated question, but it appears to be more and more common. I have a small group of drivers and we discuss issues and questions that usually come up with the right answer, but this one seems so complicated, we get a different answer depending on the time of day it is and which way the wind is blowing. ADR and UN 3480 and UN 3481 lithium batteries on their own contained within equipment, what can you take and what can't you take? So we're talking about the diamond stickers. You've probably all seen them. If you get an Amazon geezer that delivers your laptop, it's got a diamond sticker on it with a 9 on it. And it was about ADR9, ADR9, I'm probably getting this wrong again, goes from 9 to 1. 9 being the least scary, 1 being the most scary. So 9 batteries in a laptop, 1 nuclear waste. That kind of thing. It's like that, you know. So you've got the one with the diamond with the stripes on and the batteries. Then you've got the one with the dead fish and the dead tree. Then you've got the one with the skull on. Then you've got the one with the nuclear on. It's all a bit, it's all different. ADR's all different. These labels are like white diamonds, yes. We believe that they are a big no unless you are ADR. But the square labels with the red and witch hatching around the outside, I think limited quantity labels. I have seen them on UN 3480 and ADR O for LQ and O for EQ. So how does it work? Packaging Group 2 says, I'm losing this a bit. To complicate things, because it's not complicated enough already, what about if there is an overpack label and a UN label? There are some of the items within the pallet, you can take that are not ADR. So some is ADR, some is not ADR within the pallet. It's like, okay. A guy in the group, Chris G, has just started up, and he's had this issue the other day. He refused to take the pallets, 9 pallets, 300 kilos each, with overpacked labels on and UN 3480 labels, square labels with red and white hatching on the outside. Most people I speak to say this requires ADR, but others say it's limited quantities and are none the wiser. I am not ADR yet and doing the course in January, but a guy on the group, Ian, is, but he says he's yet to hear back from the DGSA, which is presumably the ADR people. Maybe the wise guys can help. By the way, nice jumper. Not the orange one, the green one from last week. It's complicated. I spoke to my mate Nick the Urban Truck, who I now speak to on a daily basis. We are becoming friends, which is great. The good thing about this channel is lovely. And he says, no, Danny, it's not even that. It's even more complicated than that. He says, because they might have ADR labels on them because they're dangerous by sea or they're dangerous by air, but they might not be dangerous by land, which means they've got ADR labels on them because of how you're going to be handled on a boat, but the second they get on the land, they're not. It's really, really complicated. My general rule of thumb is if the shipper says I can take it, I can take it. If I turn up and it's got ADR 9 on it, I kind of go, okay. If there's a lot of ADR 9, and in the past we transport it, because we did solar panels and solar panel batteries, there was sometimes a reasonable amount of ADR 9, and you think, okay, if I get a tug and I'm going to go, well, you could be in trouble, couldn't you? I don't know. In fairness, mostly I don't tend to take it. I mean, I'm delivering wood or lathes or something like that. But so if anyone out there is ADR, and we're talking about that kind of the diamond with the batteries and the nine and the stripes and something like with a red hatching, which if you're ADR, you probably understood what I just said better than I did, because I don't. Can we get back to Atlantis, Triton Trucker, and let him know? And on the final note with that one, Leachy says, have a chat with Neptune Courier. I've got a sneaking suspicion that's got absolutely nothing to do with Neptune Courier being ADR, because I know he did work on an oil rig. Probably just because Atlantis and Neptune have got similar names, which I thought was well observed. So that's question of the week. Let's see if we can get back to the man. So what do? Is we booked wait and return. So if you're booked on a wait and return, you get there, the return's not ready, there is no return. You often get the money to return anyway, which is lovely, because if you haven't, you haven't got another job lined up from collecting from where you're returning it to. You can go on, I'll collect one from here then. So mixes. He says, the key is working with the shippers. Find a solution and charge accordingly. Absolutely. Communication is the key. Talk to them. Be honest with them. I've been here. We're waiting. And you can say, look, I've been here an hour trying to sort this one out. Or you can say, look, I've got a job. I've got to go back there anyway. Or you can. Or he might turn around. Not most of the time they go, look, I'm just going to send the job through. I'm just going to give you the money because I'm getting the money. I'm going to charge the customer anyway because it's their fault that we turned up. They said there was something to bring back and it's not. That tends to be the case. Leachy says, had one last week, and this was his question. Collected a pallet and took it down to Portsmouth Naval Base. When I arrived, I was told that the ship was still out at sea, so I returned the pallet and got the same money. Lovely, fantastic, particularly if you pick the pallet up from around the corner from your house, drive it down the road, just take the pallet out for a walk. Me and the pallet are going out for a drive today. It's a nice day to take the pallet out for a drive. I think I'll drive out to Corby and then drive it back down to Dunstable. Why not indeed? Enjoy the trip. Godzilla said, I used to do full price out and half rate back in the van. That's kind of when you're pricing it ahead of the job. So, yeah, I get that. If the return isn't happening, then the cancel rate and the waiting time tends to be about the same price. Fair point again. And I think he's about right. If it was going, say, if I would do a job going, if they said a job up to Manchester, it's like 500 quid. And they go, yeah, but what if you can also, you need to collect something and bring it back down. It wouldn't charge you another £500 because, well, you think, well, I'm going to Manchester to drop it off, then bring it back down again. Well, £600 is day rate, plus a bit for diesel, £7.5, which is £500 up and £2.5 down, £250 back. So I've got, if you can get more, but you don't know how long you're waiting on the wait and return as well. Is it just literally they're going to take the pallets off me and then put some other pallets off, or are they going to take the pallets off me, then spend 2 hours unpacking them and then repacking them and then put them back on and then send it down? That's different. Working it. Right, which brings us neatly on to the wise guys.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lee, she says again, he says, got a question about the ULEZ that needs clearing up. Am I correct in saying that you only pay once a day? Meaning if you go into the zone and you exit it and then you re-enter it, you're not charged for it. Yes. The zone used to work, and frustratingly, it used to work Monday to Friday, 7 in the morning till 5 or 6 o'clock at night. Now it's 24/7. So if you go in on a Saturday, you charge. If you go in, we used to be able to, because if you could get in there, you could cut through it. So if I had to make it to market, whether my market trading days, if I had to be at my, I'd be at market at like half 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, but I could go through the zone at 6:30, get through it, do the sneaky bit, and then get out before it charged. But and there you come. However, like someone else makes a point, he said, yes, you don't pay for the zone, you pay once for the day. Dartford Crossing, you pay every time. So, yeah. Joe Byrne says, I've recently purchased a long wheelbase van. I live in South Wales. What's the best way to get work? I would say, mate, that is going to be the Courier Exchange. It's where I get most of my work. South Wales actually isn't a bad area because you've got Swansea and you've got Cardiff and you've got Newport. And there's a reason about it. I think there's another one that's slightly, there's Neath down there as well. There's places around there. And also, you're not too far away from Bristol. So you can drop, you can hang, you know, head east. And once you get to Bristol, there's a fair amount of work comes around the Bristol area. So you should be okay with that. I would say the CX for you, my friend. Jakesy says, is Wolverhampton a good location? Again, yeah, it's not bad. It's not the greatest, but it's not by far not the worst. Because you're from Wolverhampton, you've got Birmingham. Tons of work comes out of Birmingham. You're not a million miles away from Leicester. You're not a million miles away from Derby. You can drop down to your Warwicks and Leamingtons. Most of your work is going to come from the east. Very little is going to come from the west. If you start heading west, then you're into the kind of Wales world. And then it starts. And you can also pop up to Stoke and Crewe. You'll get work out of there. So yeah, it's not bad. It's not Milton Keynes. I was talking to my mate Nick the other day. I said about Milton Keynes, why I think it's so the best place. And then I realised there is another reason why Milton Keynes is the best place to pick up in the whole of the country. It's massive. When I say Milton Keynes, I'm talking MK postcodes, which also takes into account Buckingham, Bedford. It's kind of a bit of a cheat, that. Well, no, still Milton Keynes is still best, but it's just huge. It's just distribution centre after units, and they're everywhere. It's great. Daisy Blue Hernandez says, hi guys, do you think a long wheel, this is not for me, this is one for you guys. Do you think a long wheelbase fridge van would also be suitable for normal deliveries if it makes any difference the fridge motor is inside the van, not on the roof? I imagine it would be okay. I imagine if you just turn the fridge off, it's just a van, isn't it? But I don't know. So let's get back to Daisy Blue Hernandez on that one and let him know. But I see no reason why not. The only thing I would say is if the motor takes up space on the bed, you're saying it's a long wheelbase, you rock up, they've got 3 pallets and it doesn't fit. Because you can only get 2.5 metres in there because you've got 0.5 metre full of fridge. That's one thing I would say. If it's a fridge van and the long wheelbase actually, I'd list it as a medium wheelbase. So you don't come unstuck with that one. Right. Miscellaneous. This on wheel nuts. Derek O'Brien says, because I've got the wheel nut indicators, which my mate Ian actually gave me. I'm eternally grateful for all the things he's been doing. Peter Brody, Manchester, a friend of mine inventing wheel nut indicators. Well done, Peter Brody. I wonder if he made a fortune out of it. Do you know who was potentially the richest guy on the planet? Was Arthur C. Clarke. Because they was all trying to work out how to put satellites into orbit at NASA and stuff like that. And no one could work out how to do it. Because of the orbits and all this kind of stuff. And he wrote a short story about it. Just a science fiction short story about satellites. And within the short story was how to put them up and how to sort of, you know, how they would orbit and all this kind of stuff. And if he had painted it, everybody who actually wanted to launch a satellite would have had to pay Arthur C. Clarke money. And Think about how many satellites there are currently orbiting the world. In fairness, I think he did okay out of world. You know, I think he'd done right in the long run. But yeah, that's an interesting story. It's probably not true. Most things aren't. Steve the Nefarious, Steve Campbell says, you know, we're talking about clock vehicles. I bought a vehicle unknowingly. It had been clocked. I've clocked a few and sold them too. You don't say. Steve, I would expect nothing less. Lee, she says, he says, I had a busy day on Friday. My phone was constantly pinging. Even a few shippers called me directly for a job. The downside, ending up at Guildford at 5 p.m. and it took me 2 hours to get home to Worthing. Well, thanks for letting us know. Life on the road for our fellow couriers there. KC Courier says, Pete, he said, I've just had 4 new tyre discs and pads on my Ford Connect L2 2018 Reg. And now the fuel indicator is applying up, so the van is back in the garage for 4 new injectors, ouch, and an oil change. The van is on 70,000 miles. I hope it will run okay from now on. Hope you get your lorry sorted. Is this a thing? Ford Transit Connect, so they got a bit of an issue going on there. Who knows? Let us know. The lorry is now sorted. And it's just absolutely lovely now. Because we went through the list of things that could be wrong with it. And I think I actually inadvertently ended up fixing things probably when I bought it. And I got it cheap. They kind of thought, well, that needs doing, but we're selling it soon, so don't worry. That needs doing, and we're selling it soon, so don't worry. I kind of wish they put, but you know, when you bought it, it's like, here's an envelope of everything that needs doing now. But there's no warning lights on the dashboard. She's running like a normal truck, running better than a normal truck. And now, presumably, if anything comes up from this point onwards, if I keep on top of it and get it done instantly, we should be okay. But thanks for that. Yeah, thanks for your support, Casey. David Batcher says, I now drive a fuel tanker with indicators, locks and torque sensors. Okay, David. And in conclusion this week, the nefarious Steve Campbell. Oh, no, we've already had that one. In conclusion this week, no conclusion this week. Right, that's it. 10 more weeks till Christmas. It should get busy from this point onwards because everybody's trying to get stuff moving and all that. Probably next week, the week after, it might drop off a bit because things will start to shut. And then the last, who knows what you're doing? Is anyone going to go back to Friday between, you know, Christmas, Wednesday, Boxing Day, Thursday? Anyone go back to Friday? Will it be worth it? Will there be anything other than alcohol deliveries? And then, of course, we're into Kipper. So, yeah. Let's take money this week. Let's go out there and make the most of that super duper week before Christmas, taking care and taking money.